This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hello, homo.
It's radio though.
The music is so loud.
I can't hear myself think.
Oh my god, the button monkey's back.
I tell you what, it's hard to get a good help, isn't it?
Oh man, and kind of good head of hair, as it would appear.
hey, I've got something for you.
And he's pointing to Greg, our button monkey, by the way.
It's come join the joyride.
It is. It's Radiothon.
It is
how excitement. We're asking people to come and join us, be a member of the station, Joy 94.9. Memberships, well, you know, there's a range.
Cheapest chips.
Cheapest chips. A full membership, $72. A family membership's $96. And that's for people or things with a heartbeat.
Yes.
Or even,
in your home.
In your home. You can win this amazing Jeep, even if have a concession membership for $36. It's awesome. $22 if you're under 18.
And if you have a business, you should join. $165. It's the only membership that may be tax deductible, depending on the business. So yours and I's would be tax deductibles.
Indeed.
So yes, do ring up 1300 JOY 949. There is a team of eager beavers sitting outside waiting to take your call, munching on lollies and just giving themselves tooth decay.
Oh, they're just trying to keep themselves nice at the moment. It's just creeping up to 2 minutes past 11. You're listening to Salt and Pepper on Joy 94.9. We've got a really fun show tonight. We're talking to Marie Claire about the I Do campaign.
Yes.
And they're doing some fantastic stuff around submitting a collection of signatures. So we're going to talk to the features editor, I think her
name
is Daniela.
She is the features editor, Daniela Elsa.
And we're going over to the UK to a live cross with a journo over there with a gay rag.
Yes, he is, in fact, the editor of the Gay Times, which is one of the biggest gay magazines in the world.
And we know that the Jubilee is going on, and I've got mixed emotions about which we'll
Queen's
get to later.
Celebrating a queen. We'll talk about that afterwards, because that's a story for us. But there's also been Pride celebrations, Bank Holiday Monday in the UK, so Pride celebrations going on right across the UK, so strange places having Pride marches.
Look, it's a really fun show tonight, I think, and what would be really fun is if people were to maybe send us a text message or send us a tweet on Salt and Pepper Joy.
Tell us that you've joined, because we want to know that you've renewed your membership, or you can just ring and make a donation, because it costs $3,000 a day for us to operate, not you and I specifically, the radio station.
Less than 10 grand a day. But we've got the lovely Matthew on the phones tonight, and he's got a very lovely voice. So if people were to ring up, they could talk a little sexy to Matt. Yeah, they could. They'd get their sexy on with Matthew. Mm. And you should just ring up and we can take credit card details over the phone.
Yes, join immediately.
Yes,
immediately.
Please, get yourselves to a phone.
Some good music coming up and a lot of stories from around the world and, of course, around our own patch here in
Indeed,
Australia.
But there's no Noni tonight because of the Radiothon.
She's still doing that play.
She's a bit tired, and we have two interviews tonight. So we're resting Noni for the evening.
She'll be back
with a certain sense of style in the next week.
Bells
or two.
She'll come swanning in, she will.
Yeah, and we'll play that lovely music for her. Look, we're coming up to 4 minutes past 11. Do you think maybe we're getting ready for a song?
We are, and there's no odd music tonight. I know.
Good.
It's been in my capable hands again, but I think after last week's dressing down over said musical interlude that we've chosen some songs. Well, I've chosen some songs that might be a little bit more uplifting because we do want you to come and join the joyride and take part in Radiothon. This track is, it's one of my favourites actually. A bit of Burt Bacharach.
It is. Is it a bit of Dion?
Yes,
Warwick?
It's Dion singing, and what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Lovely. It's the national news, Pete.
It is the national news. That was nice of Marsha to pop in and do a little announcement for us about the Radiothon.
I think she's lovely.
Mm.
You know, I think she'd be on my list of lady crushes.
As for the daughter,
I just think Marsha would be more than enough loving for me. I think she'd boss me around a bit, which I wouldn't mind.
That's all right. Well, now, on to the things news.
Yes.
Sydney's own gay and inclusive rugby team has taken the Bingham Cup in a hard-fought contest in Manchester in the UK this weekend.
Now, we did a 9/11 special last year where we talked about Matthew Bingham.
Mark Bingham.
Mark Bingham, who died in 9/11.
He's one of the real heroes.
He's one of the real heroes that tried to save one of the planes. And his mum set up the Bingham Cup in his memory. So it's really nice that this still continues to go. Mm. And it seems like the convicts have triumphed.
Convicts. They have indeed. Eric Dennison, who is one of the convicts, the spokesperson, has said that he's extremely proud of the Aussies' achievements at the Big Gay International Rugby Championship. I just love that sentence, International Rugby Championship, but also the entire gay rugby community for the magnificent event. This was the largest Bingham Cup ever, and it's now absolutely without a doubt the largest rugby tournament, full stop, in the world. Bigger than the World Cup one, would assume.
Oh, there you go. Mm. Look, Manchester always put on a good footy show. Mm. And I love the fact that it's Sydney's own gay and inclusive rugby team. So I'd imagine that they expand their membership to the straight folk.
One of the contestants on MasterChef this year is actually a rugby player with the Sydney Convicts.
Is that right?
Mm, but he got kicked out in the first week. Be careful.
I don't watch it. So look, basically the news is that, you know, Australia is very proud of these lads and what they've achieved. A lot of the players that went across to Manchester, it was their first international tournament, and a lot of them are actually new players to rugby. So it represents a success on a number of levels for these lads.
It does indeed.
And we know that the Melbourne Chargers, our own team, managed by Liam Quinn.
Mm.
They played, but I don't.
Look, they did very well, but didn't quite make it to the granny. But good on the boys from the Sydney Convicts. We're very proud of you.
Now, did you ever go to Priscilla's as a young gay man about town? Which is a gay club down on Commercial Road.
It wasn't so long ago. It used to be called Diva Bar, which is only back in 2009. It was relaunched as Priscilla's back then, and
it's closing.
Well, it's shut. I think that's the end of the story. It's shut. There's a lot of drag queens, drag staff, disappointed over the sudden, unexplained loss of their beloved venue. Normally wouldn't talk about this, but I think this leads us to a bigger story.
Well, you and I were chatting about this off air, and we've got two theories.
Yes.
You tell me your theory, and I'll tell you mine.
My theory is that for all the more inclusiveness that we're seeing, and that we're becoming, you know, we're not socialising in ghettos as much as we did. We don't need the scene as much, because the more we demand inclusiveness and acceptance, the more we're getting it.
Well, it's be careful what you wish for if you want equality.
Because it might just happen, exactly. So I think I know loads of gay people who don't socialise. I don't socialise with many gay people. Most of my...
I don't. I socialise mainstream. Mm. I'm a mainstream socialiser. I've always said that the least interesting thing about me is my being gay, and that applies to my social activities as well. My other theory is that it's perhaps less about equality and perhaps more about the economy. If you drive down Commercial Road or where we live across on the west side over in Willys, you know, there are stacks and stacks of businesses just going under, and they're going under really quickly. I mean, places are closing down and employees are getting escorted off premises in buses, and they're getting text messages.
Mm.
I wonder if it's more economic more than anything. That bar has struggled for a long time.
Yeah, I guess it has. I just
and it's not reflective of the ownership or the management.
No, absolutely
I just think it's tough times for club owners.
Mm. It was just a very quick decision and shut. There are only two gay venues left regularly open on the Commercial Road, which used to be the hub of gay activity, being Heaven's Door and D&M. Joy sponsored D&M.
There you go.
So,
crossing boundaries now, going across state border. We're up in Queensland. We've been following this news item for a while now. We've had some concern that when Campbell Newman came into power that he would start a process to repeal civil unions.
Yep.
We know that 400 people have had their unions
solemnised
in a civil way.
Yes.
And there was a rally last weekend, and over 2,000 members and supporters of the gay and lesbian community took to the streets of Brizzy in protest to defend civil unions and to condemn the Libs' defunding of healthy communities. It's considered the biggest rally for gay and lesbian rights in Queensland history.
Mm. Now, this is again interesting. Queensland is not, or Brisbane is not the epicentre of queer culture in Australia. Mm-hmm. We know that's a given, that Melbourne and Sydney probably take those, you know, you come from overseas and you know that there is Sydney or Melbourne. So this is phenomenal that there was, that's more people than we probably saw at the last Equal Love rally here in Melbourne. So
it went nuts on Facebook in terms of the people that I know up in Queensland. People saying, I don't normally go to these rallies, but I'm going to this one. I think, you know, Campbell Newman is just, he is the wolf in sheep's clothing. And I think they will repeal this, and it concerns me rather deeply. So, look, we wish them well. We're going to watch that pretty closely, and we'll probably get someone on the blower from Queensland in the next week or so to tell us, you know, what they plan to do next, because it is about agitation. It is about it's more than marching. It's got to be more than that.
It was not just members of the queer community, but friends and family. So, and work colleagues. Tomorrow here in Victoria, we may well be the next state. Well, we are to table a marriage equality bill in the state's parliament.
It's good news. We've got Sue Penichick from the Greens, who is the spokesperson, and they'll be doing this tomorrow at 3 p.m. on this week. So we know that they're introducing the bill to pass the same sex marriage through, and their reasoning is, as much as happened in the quest for marriage equality in recent years, and the support in the community is growing. It's the same stuff. Polls show that around 2/3 of Australians are supporting same-sex marriage, and you know, they just want the, you know, removing the discriminatory amendments in 2004, and they just want to ride that wave of momentum. And I think that's really great. We wish them well tomorrow. We're going to watch that.
Yeah,
quite
we'll
closely,
see what
I
happens
think.
Because we know that the Labor opposition here in Victoria support. Daniel Andrews was very vocal about that just after the last state election. And we know that Ted Bailey is in a bit of trouble.
Did you see that there was an effigy burnt of him tonight? He was going to a celebration of something relating to Iran, I think. And there's some protesters burning an effigy of him outside of the venue, you know, saying that, you know, it still represents a country that doesn't respect certain values. So Ted Bailey's not really having a good trot in the opinion polls, I don't think.
And nor is he having a good trot in the big house. There's going to be a massive strike on Thursday of teachers.
Well, The Age went out last week. Well, Fairfax.
Yep. That's more about Fairfax than it is about anything else. But this is, you know, Victorian teachers are going on strike because they're just... they wanted a pay increase. We've got Mowbray College closing down that the government won't bail out. So, look, there's quite a bit going on. Why don't we have a couple of messages and see if we can come back and finish some more stories.
Talk some more. That is Joy 949. It's Radiothon. We'd love you to ring in and renew your membership or become a new member and join the Joy family and go into the draw to win a Jeep.
Yes. A Jeep.
A Jeep. An
a
actual
car.
Jeep, you know.
A great big car, 35,000.
Two doors and a steering wheel and some seats, and it's fairly awesome. It's a great prize. We do encourage you to ring in now. The guys are on the phone. Ring up and talk to Matthew because he's lovely. Like him a lot.
1-300-JOY-949 is the number. And, of course, the memberships are, if you're under 18, it's just $22 and you should be in bed. A concession, $36, $72 for an individual, $96 a family, and a business, if you own one, $165.
It's a bargain, really. It's an absolute bargain, and it helps keep us on air because it's roughly $3,000 a day to keep this station going. And
it's $21,000 a week.
And this is the only gay and lesbian radio station in the country, the only dedicated station. We stream worldwide, and we need the shekels to keep streaming.
We do indeed.
What do you think? Look, we've got another news item of a national nature.
Yes, this is a ruling out of the New South Wales Supreme Court, and two men have been declared the parents of a two-year-old surrogate child born. It was determined that it was in the child's best interest for that child to be with the parents. The justice, Paul Brereton, said he was satisfied the pregnancy was not the result of an illegal commercial agreement, and the woman who carried the baby was not paid to do so. The birth mother agreed to waive recognition on the birth certificate, leaving only the names of a Sydney same-sex couple on the document.
So, look, we're thinking this is thought to be the first ruling under the Surrogacy Act introduced in 2011. It does actually carry up to 2 years jail or a $110,000 fine for entering into commercial surrogacy arrangements in which a woman is paid to carry a child. This woman was not paid. However, Jim Wallace of the Australian Christian Lobby has immediately condemned the judgment, comparing the child involvement to being a member of the Stolen Generation. Now, I know a stack of Indigenous folk who are part of that generation who would be mortified by these
Absolutely.
Comments by him. He's saying, you know, again, the selfish gay agenda.
Yes, of course, because it's all about the selfish gay agenda. He said it knows no reasonable limits. It's time that political leaders began imposing limits on them to protect the fundamental rights of children to a mother and a father. And, of course, Jim, all of those members of the clergy that you align with that
love
guilty,
kids in a different
yeah,
way.
Are guilty of abusing children, and of course.
The thing is, as well, he's saying that no two men can love a child, that they can never be a mother. Okay, so let's talk about a family where there's several brothers and there's a mother who's died. Does that mean those brothers don't count? Because that's the same gender mix that we're talking about.
We know that Jim Wallace is a twit. There's other words we'd like to use, but, of course, it's still probably children's hour, so we can't.
It isn't. The Surrogacy Australia representative, Sam Everingham, has welcomed the decision, saying it was only a matter of time. And he's saying that it's great news, but really it's just following due process since the altruism laws came into place in New South Wales in 2010. And it's about protecting couples who go through an altruistic surrogacy and, you know, letting them have the parental recognition. It's really great news for these guys. We wish them the very best.
We very much do. We might. We're trying to get Daniela Elsa from Marie Claire on the phone to talk about the I Do campaign with Sunrise. Whilst we do that, why don't we have a bit more music?
I think so. We're going to play some Sarah Blasco.
I love Sarah Blasco.
Love this song. It's called Hey Ya.
Hello, this is Asha Keddy. Show your support for Joy and become a member of this radiothon. Call 1-300-569-949.
My baby don't mess around, 'cause she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
This is Colette Mann asking you to become a member for the Joy 94.9 radiothon. Call 1-300-JOY-949.
It's the international news, Pete. It would appear that we haven't been able to reach Daniela on her phone.
No, which causes me a little bit of concern. Oh, hang on. We've got her.
We've got her. She's on the phone now?
Yes, she
is. Okay, scrap that. Stand by, everyone. We'll do our international news in a sec. We're going to bring Daniela into the studio. Well, not physically, obviously. The mumbling in the background is Greg.
Talking to her on the phone. Daniela is, in fact, the features editor of Marie Claire, and it's Marie Claire that have started the I Do campaign.
Good evening, Daniela.
Oh, good evening.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We know it's super late, so we do appreciate it. I'm Serena, and you're talking to Pete as well.
Hi, Serena. Hi, Pete. Sorry, I think we had a few minor telecommunications difficulties there.
Oh, look, it happens. Well, it happens. It's late at night. These lines go to sleep a bit.
as do we.
Yeah, so, Daniela, tell us a little bit about your role and what the campaign is about.
Well, look, our campaign is about saying I do really publicly. It's about showing our support for marriage equality in Australia and asking Australians to show their support for an incredibly important issue, and that, you know, that everybody should have the right to marry the person they love.
Indeed. Well, you know, we're talking to a couple of homos here. We certainly agree with that. So what was Marie Claire's reason for doing this? Because you're going out on a bit of an editorial limb here. There's not been, I don't know, a lot of magazines of sort of the calibre of Marie Claire that are doing this in such a really, really big statement way.
Well, look, you know, from day one, taking on important causes has been a core part of the Marie Claire brand DNA. We're not afraid of tackling hard issues. You know, we spent 9 years campaigning for paid maternity leave. We've taken on child abuse and domestic violence. So, you know, we're not afraid of, as I said, tackling hard issues. And, you know, we've been talking about the issue of marriage equality for some time. And so we spoke to our good friends at GetUp, who already had a campaign going around the issue, and we decided to join forces. And also the time seemed right because obviously later this month there are the two bills that are going to hit the House of Reps, both discussing whether we should be amending the Marriage Act. So the time was right to really, you know, throw our weight behind it.
Daniela, one of the questions I have for you is you're paired with Sunrise for this, which is another sort of interesting move. What are the potential risks for both Marie Claire and for Sunrise as far as advertisers? There's already been threats that, in fact, that advertisers may withdraw their support for the magazine and for the program. Do you see that as a risk?
Well, look, we don't expect a backlash, and there has not been any, so that's it.
Oh, it's that simple.
And, in a nutshell, just to recap, you don't expect any backlash. That's awesome.
No,
because, you know, the people, you know, the Jim Wallaces of the world will come back come out and say, you know, this is the Gay Agenda Act, you know, once again. And
the gay mafia.
The gay mafia. And, you know, it would appear that we are terribly powerful in our bid for equality. And look, we certainly applaud it. Now, when you launched it, it seemed like you were going for a goal of about 6,000 visitors, 6,000 signatures to present to Sunrise, which is wonderful. It seems like you're up to nearly 28,000.
Well, look, we are just absolutely thrilled by the incredibly positive response we've gotten to this campaign already. You know, we're just so excited that so many people are behind this. And I think it goes to show that, you know, marriage equality, it's not a gay issue. It's a human rights issue. It's about social justice. And I think, you know, Australians recognise that and are, you know, basically putting their hand up and saying, we want to change this. This is not right. So,
and look, there's all the polls are pointing to that. We've talked about this on this program for a long time. The polls are all pointing to 70%+ of Australians who support equal marriage. And it doesn't have to be gay marriage. This is more of an issue of equality than it is about gay marriage.
Absolutely.
And obviously a team of celebrities you've brought on board.
Mm-hmm.
Run us through who's with you at present.
Well, look, you know what? We just had so many amazing people just give so much time to help us with this. But we've got Megan Gale, Jennifer Hawkins, Delta Goodrum, David Pocock, who's the captain of the Wallaby.
We're very big fans of David on this show.
And we've had him on the show. He's a good man.
Yeah, he's fabulous. And, you know, and he looks great in the magazine. Matt Nixon, who also looks great. We've got, we've got a lot of very gorgeous people. Ruby Rose. We've got Senator Bob Brown and his partner. Meg Sabansky, Rachel Griffiths, amongst many others.
Brian McFadden.
Oh, of course, Brian McFadden. Absolutely.
Yeah, I really like that he's in there as well because he's, you know, he's got the Irish
could
in him.
Could do with
I
some
think.
Good press as well, just quietly.
Well, let's move on from that. So, look, you're going to present this to Sunrise, and what's your plan beyond that? So it goes to Sunrise, and you get some really good press and some really fantastic discussion, and Mel and Koshy are right behind it, which is wonderful. What's beyond Sunrise?
Well, obviously, we've also got our events on Thursday in Sydney and Martin Place in Melbourne and Bourke Street Mall. We'd love people to come along and show their support on Thursday morning. But beyond that, look, you know, our campaigns, we will keep pushing for marriage equality in Australia, and we will keep, you know, supporting this cause and this campaign. Ideally, it'd be great if in a month things had changed dramatically, but, you know, it's something that we really believe in, and we will keep pushing that. And as I mentioned, you know, we pushed for paid maternity leave for 9 years, so it's not, you know, we have long memories, and we want to fight for something that's really important.
Now, give us the details of the event in Melbourne in particular.
Of course.
Elizabeth Street, end of the Bourke Street Mall on Thursday morning.
Yep. So Bourke Street Mall, for our campaign, we shot all of our fabulous celebrities in a T-shirt that says I do, with a really, really gorgeous logo on it. So we're going to have some T-shirts to give away. We're going to have some celebs down there. And I believe Sunrise will be crossing to Melbourne just to talk to people down there. So it's really just about as many people as possible coming out and just saying, you know, we're behind this, we support this, and we really want our government to listen and do something about it.
Okay, so if people can't get down to the rally, where can they log on?
Okay, so if they go to marieclaire.com.au, they will see everything on our homepage, and that can take them to the petition that is the Get Up petition that we're working with them on, and that will actually send an email, I believe, to their MP specifically, just letting them know that they support this issue and they want their MP to support the issue of marriage equality.
Fantastic.
Okay. And can people buy a T-shirt?
No, they can't. But
that's a great merchandise option.
But you're giving them away.
look, any kind of support we're looking for. You know, if people can maybe tweet us or, you know, but, you know, sign the petition. Find the petition is really the thing, because, you know, our goal is to see the laws changed and to see, you know, people be able to marry whoever they love, whether it's a man or a woman. And that's all we want to see at the end of the day.
We hear you, sister.
That's all at the end of the day that most of us want. Daniela, thank you for your time. We do understand it's a very late hour of the day.
No, no.
We're most grateful for you joining us.
We've just been chatting with Daniela from Marie Claire. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Sleep well.
Thank you. Thanks, Maria.
Good night. Daniela. From Marie-Claire.
Yeah.
Isn't she terribly chipper at all? 25 minutes
to
12.
She's way too chipper at 25 minutes to midnight. This is Joy 94.9. You're listening to Salt and Pepper, Serena and Pete. Do remember, you can pick up the phone, 1-300-JOY-949. Come join the joyride. Our next guest is on the phone. We wanted to talk to him because, of course, all things happening in the UK, I've seen tweets all night here in Melbourne that the broadcast of the concert for Her Majesty QE2, Betty Windsor, she's Diamond Jubilee, six decades on the throne.
Well, look, before we chat to this young man on the phone, I have, you know, what do you think about Jubilees? If I've got some worries around the taxpayer and how much it costs, and then you look at the homelessness on the streets of London and think, wow.
I saw a flotilla of boats on the Thames on television yesterday. There were thousands of them. I'm sure Tony Abbott was watching that very event and shaking in his very boots.
Oh, stop the boats, stop the boats. See, I'm Irish, so I'm not into the monarchy. Mm. I just wish it wasn't around.
I'm a Republican. I did a little bit of research the other day. There are 54 member nations of the Commonwealth. Just four of those nations recognise either same-sex marriage or an equivalent civil union: Canada, South Africa, New Zealand and Britain. A further nine nations have removed the laws making homosexuality illegal, or they're in the process of doing so. And they are Bahamas, Cyprus, India, Malta, Mozambique, Rwanda, Singapore, Sri Lanka and Vanuatu. Australia sits somewhere in the middle, and that leaves 41 of 54 nations under the rule of Her Majesty Betty Windsor with laws that criminalise homosexuality, with penalties ranging from 2 years in prison to death, whipping, stoning and other such joyful experiences. So we wanted to talk about what she may have achieved in her 60 years on the throne for
as
the GLBT
relates,
community.
Because I suspect there's not much to report.
There's nothing. So we thought we would go to a man who lives in the UK, who is Mr. Gay UK, I should think. He is the editor of the Gay Times. His name is Darren Scott. Good evening, or I should say good afternoon to you.
Hello, yes, it's 2:30 in the afternoon where I am.
Oh, well, it's 11:30. We're pushing midnight. Welcome to Salt and Pepper. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, bank holiday weekend for you all. You've probably had a chance to run around, and I believe there's been a series of Pride events across the UK.
There are. Pride events have been, they're just starting to sort of take off now in this time of year. I mean, obviously they've been going on for a number of years, but June is the start, really, and it goes right through until September all over the country in Britain, the Pride events.
How does one wonder Her Majesty might think about all these Pride events on her bank holiday weekend?
I don't think she was even that bothered about her own events, never mind ours.
Well, she's very old.
Have you seen the footage of the concert yet?
Well, no, because we're in the studio and the concert's still sort of going on. I've seen bits and pieces, and I have to say, I don't know if you heard, just before we introduced you, Pete and I were talking about how I'm not a great supporter of the monarch, and I think this is just a sacrilegious amount of money to spend celebrating a woman who really has no interest in particularly the gay and lesbian community. I just read some stuff today that the words gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender have never been reported as crossing the lips of this lady. So, you know, I kind of, there's a bit of dissonance here for me.
She does employ quite a lot of homosexuals, so
well, there's a start.
I think Prince Harry is the first royal that's come out publicly recently and spoken about gay rights. I may be wrong, but I believe that's what's been reported.
Well, Darren, you had me going for a minute there. I thought I'd missed a very important piece of news that Prince Harry had come out.
I'm sure a number of people wish that would be the case, but unfortunately, not that I've heard.
So look, talk to us a little bit around not just the Jubilee, but the Prime Minister's recent shift on gay marriage and moving across to civil unions. If you know, you're obviously reporting and editing Gay News, you know that it's UK based. What's the local response to that?
To equal marriage.
Yeah, from Cameron.
Well, Cameron's moved away from equal marriage to civil unions, as it's reported in our press over here. We don't think that that's a smart move on his part. What's the reaction to that locally?
Well, I mean, the gay community are obviously up in arms about that, and quite rightly so. But I think that what's quite important is people are still waiting to hear back on the government consultation that we've got going on right now. And I think there's 10 days left. I think I could be a day or so out on that. But they're asking everybody, not just the gay community, but everybody to fill in an online consultation on equal marriage. And what the gay media in Britain have been trying to do is encourage people to fill that in, because certainly people that are opposed to equal marriage have been having their say, and we want to make sure that the message is across and everybody is coming out in favour of it, because I don't think it's not enough to just fill in online petitions. You know, this is the one that's really important, is the government consultation, and I think that we should really wait until that has happened before we start getting too carried away with what Cameron is or isn't doing, to be honest.
Now, obviously a Conservative government, so we can't expect a great deal, a Tory government as compared to a Labour government, and one wonders what Ed Miliband might think as well. Darren, what are some of the hot topic issues in the UK around the GLBT community that you guys are talking about?
I think equal marriage is the big one right now, and I think, I mean, obviously there's always stuff going on, but this is the one that everyone's gotten behind, and I think what's quite important is that a lot of the media are referring to it as gay marriage, which is wrong. It's not gay marriage, it's just marriage.
It's equal marriage.
We're trying to get that point across. It's not, we don't want anything different, we don't want anything special, we just want what's fair. Mm. And that is the one that is very much all-consuming at the moment, and quite rightly so, because it's not just about having the fancy day and having the marriage, it's about everything that goes with it. Mm. So the rights that go with it, and it's extremely important. It's not just about being able to put a ring on your finger and say I'm married. There's everything that goes with that that's just huge, and I don't understand why that's a problem for anybody. I don't understand why it's an issue in this day and age, but you know, of course, everyone saying that.
Well, I think that's very interesting, because certainly Pete and I over here in Australia, we feel quite strongly that the debate has become bogged down in the notion of marriage and the romanticised notion of that.
And the wedding rather
than
the
marriage. And the exchange of rings and, you know, the guest list and, you know, all of that stuff. Yeah. We just feel that the language needs to shift back to the language of equality only. Mm. You know, marriage is part of that, but equality and, you know, the elimination of discrimination for us seems to be the priority part of the debate. So it's quite refreshing to hear people, you know, talk a similar language that he and I espouse.
Well, it's absolutely true. I mean, you talk there about language, and I think that one of these things, this is what's, for a number of reasons, why this is so important about equality, is so that we can say that, you know, when you're calling names, you're using the word gay as a negative, and all of these things, it helps feed into that, to make people realise that actually you can't treat people differently because of their sexuality. Mm. You just can't. And I think that when you've got equal marriage, when that is driven home, that it's not about gay marriage, it's not about the day and the ring and the ceremony, you know, it's about so much more than that, and the way
it's about the gift
people.
List at Harrods, that's what it's about. Very quickly,
I don't want to get married.
Do you?
You know, I don't want to get married, but I want to have the right to be able to do that, and that's a very different thing, you know.
It's about the choice. What was the reaction, Darren, after the announcement from Barack Obama that he was a supporter, after several of his senior secretaries made their position very clear, and then of course he made his announcement? What was the reaction in the UK?
It was huge. Everyone loved it. I mean, it was just ridiculously the support of that. And then people were saying, you know, why isn't Cameron doing that? And the thing is, I think he had previously come out in favour of equal marriage. But the thing is, David Cameron doesn't have the global way that Barack Obama has, and that's what we need, is people, huge, big, global forces moving this in our favour. And, you know, sorry, David Cameron, but you're just not.
No.
Delusions of grandeur, but it seems likewise with
our
Prime Minister.
Well, a lack of evolution. I mean, you know, the big joke with Obama at the moment is way to evolve. And look, we're reporting a news item tonight that he's declaring the month of June as Pride Month for gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender folk. I mean, this man is
amazing.
Hurtling along the evolutionary path, and he blazes a trail that our Prime Minister can only hope to do. And Cameron and Gillard, I mean, mean, they're just interchangeable at this stage. They're both just a bit gutless, in our opinion.
Mm. Darren, great to talk to you. Mate, great to talk to you. And we'd like to sort of catch up with you every now and then and see what's happening in Britain and keep us informed of, because we do actually get the Gay Times on our news shelves here.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
We do.
Congratulations on your publication. That's Darren Scott. He's the editor of the Gay Times, the biggest LGBT publication in the UK, and a very nice chap indeed. Yes, do join up, 1300-JOY-949. Become a member. Join the Joyride.
Well, you know, for the princely sum of $70, you can $72, you can get a full membership. You can get four folk that you love, that you call your family, biological
live
or not.
Live in the same house.
$96. If you're on a concession, it's $36. And you don't have to prove that, by the way. You know, I think, you know, we just encourage people to come up and you know, give us your money.
Exactly.
Come and be a member and keep us on air.
If you're already a member and you're reasonably cashed up, if you've saved a bit of money on wine this month, then just make a donation. Make a donation of the cost of a bottle of wine. Ring up and just make that donation. And, of course, that's what keeps us going, 21 grand a week. And you can win a car, ladies and gentlemen. A whole car. Not a Magna.
Not just half a car.
Not a Magna.
Don't knock the Magna.
I'm not
knocking you around for a long time, lady.
You can win a Jeep. Now, on to some international news, because we're going to very quickly run out of time.
Well, we are. We're at bits and bobs tonight because we had a late phoner. So
yes.
Let's talk about Mormons.
Oh, do you want the good Mormon story or the bad
first? Let's lead with the good Mormons, because there's not many of them.
No. Well, there's members of the Church of Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, may have spent millions of dollars supporting California's Proposition 8 to outlaw gay marriage. But it doesn't mean that every single Mormon stands on the same side of the fence. More than 300 Latter-day Saints congregants, odd word, put on their nicest clothes earlier this week and headed down to the Utah Pride Festival parade to show support for the LGBT community. They formed into a single group and walked directly behind the Grand Marshal as they waved supportive signs and quoted Bible verses about love and acceptance. Tony Abbott, are you listening?
No, he's out looking at the boats on the Jubilee.
None of the few hundred was acting on any order or direction from the larger church, but each went on his or her own free will to try and mend fences and build bridges between the two parties that have quarrelled in the past.
I do wonder if they'll be cast asunder.
More than likely.
More than likely. Speaking of which, we're going to go to Kaysville, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book about two lesbians who raise children in a non-traditional household. This book has been removed from the shelves of an elementary school in Davis County after a group of parents complained. In Our Mother's House is the name of the book by Patricia Polacco. And now it's in like the reserve section, okay? Mm. So kids have to bring in a signed permission slip from their parents saying that they can check it out. So the district spokesman is Chris Williams, and he says, we understand there's diversity out there, and we understand that not everyone comes from the same background, but clearly what he's saying is we just don't want to see it.
No, exactly. We don't want to think about it.
You know, these are... there's, you know, all sorts of ramifications for what they've done, and it reeks of McCarthyism, basically, because it's asking people to identify, you know, their interest in this particular type of text and therefore open them up to vilification.
I think I can see a little Donald nomination coming on there for Kaysville,
Utah.
Annotate
that nicely. Let's talk about poles.
Yes, and not poles that stand in the ground with flags on them, but indeed people of Poland.
In Polish descent.
Yes, several thousand activists rallied on Saturday in Poland's annual gay rights parade. There was a large police presence at the event to keep counter-protests from interfering with the parade. Poland is one of the former Eastern Bloc countries that is having some issues around LGBT rights. In a move to protect marchers from clashes with 13 other counter-demonstrations in Warsaw, organisers changed the route of the annual Gay Pride's parade one day before the protest due to these allegedly legal counter-marches that could not be stopped by police or city officers. More than 4,000 Polish GLBT members and their supporters marched under the banner Simply Equality, demanding equal rights for homosexuals, sexual education in schools, including homosexuality, better legal rights for non-married couples, and improved city infrastructure for people in wheelchairs.
Well, you know what's really awful about this, Peter, is that there were some ultra-nationalists marching nearby carrying signs, ironically thanking Warsaw's mayor for promoting Eurosodomy and HIV. So there was a large gathering of the riot police. Loads of eggs and insults were hurled at the participants in the parade. And whilst, you know, celebrations of the parade are going to go into the night, you know, they're still taking their life in their own hands, walking down the street and having all sorts of things, projectiles and profanity thrown at them.
That's a good
bit. 2012.
That's bravery. And
it's real bravery.
I applaud their pluck.
You know, it's what, you know, it's what gay men and women went through in the earlier days in Australia, I think.
You're fond of a comic?
I'm very pleased with DC Comics because they're about to name the sexuality of one of their oldest heroes, and that's the original Green Lantern. So yes, a mainstay for over 70 years will be revealed to be a gay man in next week's Earth issue of Earth 2. So Alan Scott, who is the... He is the Green Lantern. He's formerly a married father of two. First appeared in 1940. He tips readers off to his sexuality as a little sexy kiss to his boyfriend. How fantastic. I'm going to go and buy this issue it's awesome.
Yes. Now, it's written by a British writer who lives in San Francisco with his wife. He's no stranger to gay characters. He wrote DC's Starman comic in the 90s, a groundbreaking title that starred a homosexual superhero. He said the only agenda he's pushing is reality. And what I like about this is a very old character. And anybody that's ever watched an episode of The Big Bang Theory would know that Sheldon Cooper has a bit of an obsession with the Green Lantern.
And we know that the young man playing that character was
gayer than Christmas.
Recently confirmed his sexuality in the affirmative.
Which I don't know. I didn't think that was much of a secret, but apparently it was.
I don't even know that it's news, to be honest. So, it's there.
Flick us across to St. Petersburg in Russia because this is a continuation of a story.
So we've been following this for a while. So a district court in St. Petersburg has found it unlawful for authorities to ban peaceful gay and lesbian, bisexual and transgender demonstrations on the grounds of a propaganda law. So the Smolninsky District Court ruled on only last week on 31st of May that it was illegal for local authorities to cite the recent laws against propaganda of sodomy and lesbianism among minors to deny gay activists the rights to hold peaceful rallies for their Day of Silence, which is on the 7th of March, and the International Day Against Homophobia. Idaho. Mm. Okay, so the administration lacked the competence to judge whether the rallies would constitute propaganda of homosexuality, and especially before they even took place. So basically, these people are allowed to march now. We think it's great because these guys have been in peril.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they've been in peril when they've marched, and it's just, I like the idea. You know, our rallies are also always quite peaceful. It's the lack of peace around us that we have to tolerate.
Yeah, and look, this is going to be a smack into the face of Mr. Putin.
Yeah,
leader of Russia, who was behind a lot of the homophobic stuff. It's 6 minutes to 12. We've got a couple of quick stories to get in.
And then we have to go to the Donald.
We do. The UK police minister has said the opposition to gay marriage is unacceptable. Probably something we should have asked Darren Scott about. But
we'll get him back.
Nick Herbert, he is the police minister of the UK. He's gay. He's been in a civil partnership with his partner of 13 years. He said, "I'm getting rather fed up with people metaphorically jabbing a finger into my chest and saying I should put up with a civil partnership. How would they like it if I jabbed a finger into their chests and said they should put up with a civil partnership instead of marriage? In my view, it's not acceptable to say a group in society that you should put up with something that is a second order institution, or in fact, as we like to call it, the Diet Coke.
The Diet Coke of marriage, yes indeed.
Very briefly, there is a...
We've just alluded to this on our chat with young...
Darren Scott.
Obama, June. It's our month, baby.
This is an actual government proclamation. I'll go to the end of it. He says, "Now, therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me, blah, 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 do proclaim June 2012 as Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Pride Month. I call upon the people of the United States to eliminate prejudice everywhere it exists and to celebrate the great diversity of the American people. God bless you, Barack Obama," and I don't even believe in God.
Obama-rama. Love him to bits. Okay, every membership and donation helps keeps Joy on air for another year. So thanks to everyone who's joined the Joyride and renewed or become a member so far. Your membership pack will be out to you soon and includes a very special discounted ticket offer for Joy members to Lip Sync, a new epic theatrical event proudly presented by Joy Radiothon supporter Arts Centre Melbourne. See joy.org.au for more details on becoming a member, making a donation and getting involved with Australia's first and only lesbian and gay radio station, Joy 94.9.
It is time for the Donald Swinrow.
We've got 2 minutes to midnight. Hit me with the noms. Who's our Tool of the Week nominees?
Jim Willis.
Mm-hmm.
The school in Utah that banned the lesbian book.
Yep.
The Polish ultranationalists who threw eggs and insults. And Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh, dum, 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 dum.
After that royal fanfare, I should give you a hint.
Oh, look, I think I'll go with the Queen because she's never gotten her gay on.
No.
And well, frankly, I'm disgusted.
Yes. She's
so
never
she
been,
is our
no
Donald
patron
winner.
Of no organisation.
No patron. There's 621 organisations and she's never been a patron of one
and
of them.
I don't think she'd like it, so I'm not even making her a trophy. I'll just send her a letter. From one queen to another.
Like the telegram.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Look, we're just creeping our way up to midnight tonight. It's been lovely. We hope people have rung in and gotten their memberships sorted.
Yes.
Or Radiothon continues until, I don't know, until the 8th. Is that right?
That's
until
it.
The 8th
finishes
of June.
On Friday, and then you have another couple of weeks to put your thing in to win the car, and that's all announced on the 29th of June.
All right. Thank Friday you for drive. Listening, everyone,
Thank
tonight.
Thank you, Greg.
See you next week.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm talking about enjoying a bowl of chicken soup with a Reuben and then making dirty Reuben love. Afternoon delight.
Soup's on.
Yes, that'll be nice quality time.
Indeed it is.
Fried.
How do you like your steak? Well done and waterlogged.
Mike's around.
Watch this puppy.
The perfect mix of music, news, and interviews. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.